Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just after 7:04, I am Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. We are live outside the Capitol of the Commonwealth of Virginia. A proud Virginia citizen and American patriot, but aren't we all, as we are glad to be in the Commonwealth where the origination of so many freedoms have begun. The founding of the very country is here. And since 1925, the voice of Virginia News Radio WRVA has been spouting that and discussing it. Do you have a right to defend yourself? Is that a God-given right to defend yourself? Do you have that? What if somebody came to you and said, you don't have that right, we're going to do it for you? Would you find that appalling and say, wait a minute, I don't need to depend on anyone else. I should depend on myself for protection. It's nice that government can come in and do that, but I have absolutely zero confidence that the government's going to be able to protect me from the bad guys or my family, my kids, or anyone. Do you have a fundamental right to protect yourself? It could very well be under assault with the new General Assembly coming to town in January. Help me get my handle on this is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, which is a great name of an organization. Virginia Citizens Defense League is the president, Philip Van Cleve. Hey, Philip.
Scott, how you doing?
I'm okay. Good morning, sir. Thank you for waking up early with us and coming on. I know that you had a couple of sleepless nights, I'm sure, since the election. You're probably like, what? And this is about as a bad of scenario that could be painted for those who love self-defense.
Of course, when you hear them talk about gun control, keep in mind it's never about crime. It's about disarming us. Ultimately, the goal is civilian disarmament. They want the government to be our total protector, where we depend on the government for everything. So we're all good little boys and little girls without any real independence. That's the ultimate goal. Is it going to happen tomorrow? No, but they're well on the path. And their plans are not good as far as the next steps.
They're
trying to take away a lot of things.
Well, I think also it's important to everyone to understand that any new gun law, I have air quotes, common sense gun laws that are enacted do one thing. They apply to the law-abiding citizen. They apply to you and me. I mean, they apply to the good guys. They don't apply to the bad guys. So every time you see a common sense gun law, you ought to think to yourself, that's not for the bad guy. That's for me. And that doesn't seem to make any sense because I can't think of a gun law, and air quotes, common sense good law, that would stop the bad guy. Is there one?
No, not really. In fact, what they're basically arguing, Scott, is that disarming somebody makes them safer. In what alternate universe does taking away somebody's ability to protect themselves make them safer? Would taking away the quills from a porcupine, would that make it safer if it didn't have any quills? Is that the way that works? If we disarmed all the police and the military, would we all be safer? No, it's all crazy stupidity. And the first bill they put in goes after anybody that sells anything to do with guns. If you sell a butt pad or a sling and that gets used by a criminal, they want to be able to sue you or basically go after your company, because you should have known that gangbanger bought your sling and used it on a rifle that killed somebody. That's how crazy. So that's like saying if you sell seat covers and you don't realize, you didn't check and you're selling to somebody that shouldn't even have doesn't have a driver's license. They drive drunk, cause an accident. They want to come back and sue you because you sold seat covers, which had nothing to do with the accident. That's the first bill they put in this year. That's how crazy they are.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Phil Van Cleve, the president of VCDL, Virginia Citizen Defense League. What of all the bills, and I'm looking at all the things that could happen here. We got the assault weapons ban, the permit to purchase ammunition that could come. I mean, the universal background checks. Wait, what's one of them, Philip? You're thinking, my gosh, I hope that they're all bad, right? Can you rank them? What's one that says better not get this one?
Well, taking away like the AR-15, quote unquote, air quotes, assault weapon ban. That's a bad one. The AR-15 is exactly the kind of firearm that our founding fathers would want us to have. That's exactly one of them. And that's, of course, why they want to take it away. Very few murders are committed with AR-15s, but the ones that do happen get a lot of publicity. But in reality, you're far more likely to be killed by hands and feet or a knife or something than you are any kind of rifle.
For sure.
But that's not the point. They want to take those away because that's the very kind of thing that is protected.
Let's discuss this for a second, because you said the assault weapons ban would be the biggest impact that would, and I think there's a reason why that goes even beyond what you just said, which was perfect. This is simply a semi-automatic firearm. That's what it is. That's all it is. In fact, on my hip I carry is a semi-automatic firearm. Every gun that I own is a semi-automatic firearm. Just because you have an assault weapons name to it is a path to getting rid of all the guns, is what it is. And that's what's why I think you're right to say this is the most fearful one, because it essentially would get rid of a semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah, they would then come back, and all an AR-15 is a semi-automatic, which semi-automatics have been around since the end of the 1800s. It would get rid of that because it has cosmetic features like a bayonet lug. We've never had a drive-by bayoneting that I've ever heard of, but they want to get rid of the bayonet lug, which even they'll have a bayonet on it. It's a little piece of metal. Oh, no, you can't have that little stub that sticks down, because you could hook a bayonet to it. Oh, really? Great. Or a collapsible stock. Collapsible stock lets you adjust it. Somebody that's smaller stature would push that stock in a little bit so it fits them better. Somebody that's bigger would want to pull it out and make it a little, oh, no, but you can't have that. That makes it much more dangerous. What? It's a collapsible stock.
So true. You know? It's insane. The whole thing's crazy.
And it is. And then they'll just pick other things. And then, the next thing, those people that think they're hunting rifle safe. There's a lot of hunters, I don't want to get involved. My hunting rifle's safe. They call that a sniper rifle, and it's gone.
Right, exactly. So I want to speak for a second just about, let's say someone's driving in the work today, listening to News Radio WRVA, and they don't own a gun, they don't like guns, and they like the idea that there's some restriction somewhere, right? They like the idea that, man, there ought to be some sort of, I hate to use the word again, but common sense gun laws. And I'm guessing there are a lot of good people who like the Second Amendment that think there ought to be some sort of restrictions on guns somehow. What do you tell them this morning?
Well, I mean, again, and you basically hinted at it, the only people that would follow any restrictions are the good people.
Right,
bad people
right.
aren't buying guns through gun dealers. They're getting them off the black market. I mean, if you can buy drugs on street corners, you can also buy firearms. I mean, even if you ban them completely, then they'd be just like crack cocaine. They would be available to the people that wanted to get them. That would leave the population, the good people, disarmed, while the bad people would continue to break the law like they are now, because they don't care about the law. You and I care. You know, we don't want to spend time in a jail. We only want the tiniest misdemeanor. These guys don't care if it's a felony and they go for a while. They don't care, or they think they won't get caught. That's the other way they do this stuff. They don't think they're going to get caught.
I think the other aspect of that, Philip, could be that, like your stickers say, guns save lives. I think a lot of people who think about guns, they think they're only the bad guys have them. There are good guys with firearms saving lives every day in this country. And I'd say to the person who's concerned about guns, or there are lots of them, but it's the other way around. You have more people with firearms that are on the good side than the bad side. And thank God we have people like VCD uphold those good people who are carrying firearms to protect everyone, not just themselves.
When was the last time you heard of a mass shooting at a gun show?
There you go. That's a great point, actually.
It's not going to happen, you know, exactly for the reason you say. It makes us safer, especially if people carrying concealed, because bad guys don't know who's got a gun. So who do you attack? They have no idea. This is why schools have been safe in Utah. They've never had a school shooting in Utah. In Utah, anybody with a concealed carry permit can carry concealed in a school. So it's, you don't have any air conditioner repairman could be armed in a school. You don't know who would be the first one to shoot. So they've not had any public school shootings when somebody comes in and tries to do a mass shooting.
Hey, in the remaining minute I have, Hugh, to spend here, tell me what the Second Amendment sanctuary movement is.
That's basically getting localities to reaffirm something that we had them do back in 2020, which is say, you know, we're a Second Amendment sanctuary. If General Assembly, if you pass any unconstitutional gun control, you try to confiscate guns, you try to do things that are totally unconstitutional, we're just going to ignore that law. We're not going to enforce it.
Tell me about Lobby Day coming up.
Lobby Day is January 19th, which is Martin Luther King Day. That's the day we always have it on. It starts at 8 a.m. We're going to have a big rally at the Bell Tower, all on the Capitol here in Richmond. At 11 a.m. And in the morning, though, before 11 a.m., we'll be lobbying. We'll be going in teams. If you go to vcdl.org/lobbyday, one word, lobby day, there'll be more information about that up there.
Absolutely perfect. Philip, always a pleasure, man. Good talking to you. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, great talking to you. Thanks.
You bet. That's Philip Van Cleve. He's the president of VCDL. Check him out at vcdl.org. Phenomenal organization. Highly endorse them. This is Scott Lee. I'm in for Rich Herrera on News Radio WRVA. Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. This is one of my favorite Christmas shows, the Charlie Brown Christmas. Blockhead. It's just such a great show. It also has the best message ever in it, of course, which is what Christmas is all about. What is Christmas all about? Are you running into people who are refusing to call Christmas? I think that kind of has, it seems that's faded over the last couple years. There was like this big push to get rid of everything Christmas, and no one said Merry Christmas, and they all said something different. And then there was all the argument about, you know, what to say and how. I mean, it seems like that's kind of faded a bit.
The war on Christmas.
The war on Christmas, right. In London, a supermarket by the name of Tesco, it's kind of the British version of Kroger, so to speak. So they've been selling Christmas trees for years. Not this year. Tesco is selling something called an evergreen tree. Which, immediately when you see it would be different if they called the evergreen tree like forever. It was always the evergreen tree. They brought evergreen trees throughout the entire year, not just Christmas. But they changed it. They purposely made an attempt to change the name of it. And so you wouldn't believe this, but British media is having none of it. In fact, one of the headlines reads, Britain's rage over woke Tesco's decision to rename Christmas trees. Another title said, name change sparks fury. Susan Hall is a conservative leader in the London Assembly, said, wretched, ridiculous nonsense. Call it what it is. It's a Christmas tree. There, I said it out loud. I'm fed up with all this woke stupidity, unquote. I wish I could have read that like in an accent. I wish I could have read that like a Briton. I don't have that ability to do that. That's actually pretty good, though. Wretched, ridiculous nonsense. Olympic medalist Sharon Davies called it a bit silly, writing on X, "It's a Christmas tree that people put up at Christmas to celebrate Christmas, to decorate at Christmas. It's a Christmas tree." You can call, here's the thing about that kind of stuff. You can call it whatever you want. You could call it whatever you want, but it doesn't take away what it really is. It's a Christmas tree, and everyone knows that. You could call it an evergreen tree. Fine, do that. But it is a Christmas tree by any other name. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on News Radio WRVA. Just at the bottom of the hour here, outside the capital of this Commonwealth of Virginia. Glad to be with you this morning. My name is Scott Lee. I'm filling in for Rich Herrera. And if you haven't been listening, the reason I'm filling in for Rich Herrera is because he's in Sicily, of all places. And I tried to go on this trip, but they told me I had to take Rich's chair, which, by the way, I will tell you, is extremely comfortable. It's been a long time since I sat in this chair, and it's good to be back. But he has updated this chair. He's got this super cooling seat cushion on top of this great chair. The studio is immaculate. He's got all these perfectly written things to say and do. It's very well done, Rich. The studio is phenomenal. Great job in the studio.
Well, thank you very much, because that seat is the hot seat that all the Neros sat in, Tim Timberlake sat in, Jimmy Barrett sat in, you sat in, John Reeves sat in. So when I came in, I said, I need a bigger chair, because this thing is a hot seat, because you're so responsible for 100 years of News Radio WRVA. So
wow.
I begged and got the upgrade as part of my negotiations. I also got a little refrigerator so I can keep all my Coke Zeros in there so they're ice cold in there.
So I'm a Diet Mountain Dew guy, so I got mine in there right now.
Oh, but
they'll be out. They'll be out when you get back.
I think there's some in there.
I may have left them over there from the last time I was here. Rich, good to have you with us here. I know you're in Sicily. I can hear some background noise, having fun. So what's the latest? What's the update?
Well, actually, we left Sicily. Now we're actually on the boat. We're in Italy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we went across. It was pretty cool. We went across this ferry with our bus. So we're on a big tour bus, you know, like the big ones that you see that will take people on sightseeing tours up to D.C. So we're on one of those, and Condolaro's our driver. You heard him yesterday. He's amazing, because these roads are not built for this huge, gigantic bus, and he's taking these hairpin turns through these old streets in these old cities. But now we've actually got some highway that we're dealing with right here. So right now we've just come across on a ferry. We took a 20-minute ferry ride across Sicily to Italy's mainland, because there's no bridge that connects the two. So we took that ferry this morning, and now we're on a longer run. We're going to stop at a vineyard and have a lunch, and we're going to wine taste this afternoon.
That's awesome.
And then we'll head to our next city, and you know, before you know it, we'll be to Rome, but we've got a lot of places to stop in between.
And I've been telling we were talking off the break a little bit about how jealous we are that every day you get to call in here and rub it in like that kind of stuff. I mean, it sounds like just an absolutely spectacular trip. And I would hope that the listeners listening now would learn that next time you go do this thing, first of all, I want to be with you, but they better sign up, right?
Yes. Oh, 100%. And again, I remind everybody, I've never been out of the country unless it was day drinking Mexico in college. So I've never been anywhere, so I didn't know what to expect. And these Colette trips, and you hear Jeff Katz talk about them, and, you know, Jimmy Barrett would talk about them, and John Reed loved them. And this is actually folks that signed up to go with John, and this is even better. Last night we were at a hotel in Taormina, and I just left the door open to the hotel, to the balcony, for 2 days, just listening to the ocean, splash onto the beach. In fact, if you look at News Radio WRVA on Instagram, I just put 10 seconds of tranquility, just listening to the water rush up onto the beach. It's just so relaxed. And I want to come back to work, but I'm not going to push it. Come in too early.
Yeah, I understand. I don't think you should push it either. So how did your day start today? It's what, 1:30 there? Is that what time it is?
Yeah, it's 1:30. So we got up this morning. We, you know, and it's I'm pretty spoiled now. So we put our bags out at a certain time. So we had to put our bags out at 7 a.m.
Oh.
So we go downstairs to the restaurant, and we have a 7 a.m. breakfast, and it goes for about an hour. jump on the bus and we start driving. But when I put my bag outside my room, the bellman comes and gets it and stores and puts it on the bus for me, so I don't even have to touch my luggage outside my room. And we get to the hotel.
Wait, is that
he
for
brings
everybody
it up
or just you?
The room. No, everybody. Everybody.
Nobody touches their bag. How nice is that?
Nobody touches their bag. I just have my backpack and my little carry-on that has my CPAP machine because I have sleep apnea. Other than that, it's, they take care of everything. Dinner, I think 80% of the dinners are taken care of at a local restaurant. These are really nice hotels, so they have nice restaurants. So we have dinner and breakfast in the restaurant, or we found a place yesterday, and I had pizza after we went and looked at a old Greek amphitheater that Sting had played at lately. And we were in Taramina, which has a huge film festival. So they were showing us the hotel where Elizabeth Taylor bashed Richard Burton over the head with a bottle. And, Tom Selleck was there last year. Harrison Ford was there last. And Tom Cruise just had a birthday party over there. So it's just amazing. This Italian trip has been something.
Well, it sounds like it, and every morning we get to listen to you tell more. So you're going to wrap up the day. How are you going to wrap it up? You're going to wrap it up with a nice dinner, I know.
This is a long bus trip to get from Sicily to the mainland, and then as we're heading to where we're going next, we've been. This is actually one of the long travel days to get up because we're all the way from southern Italy. We came aboard in Palermo, where Patton came ashore and walked through and went to Messina and all the rest. So this is actually a long travel day for us, but oh my God, it's just the beauty of
this.
Yeah,
I was going to say, sounds like
the farmland and the water and the beaches. And now we're going through the heart of southern Italy. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, that's great. Rich, thanks for the update this morning. Have a great trip.
Can I bring you some? I'm bringing back Germ. He likes keychains. What can I bring you back?
Bring me? Can you get wine on a plane? I don't know. Can you bring a bottle of wine if I get to pick something? Is that too much? It probably is.
I think. I'll tell you what. A bottle of red?
I'll settle for it. Yes, I love red. I love Merlots and Pinot Noirs and all that.
Done.
Or you can bring me back a simple keychain. But, Rich, you owe me nothing. It is an honor to sit in the seat.
I'm going to bring you back a bottle of red.
Okay, that's
the way I roll. I'll bring you back a bottle of red.
That's phenomenal. Well, they have the best wine out there. Rich, thanks, man. I don't know what to say to that. It's very nice of you to give me something. Glad to hold down your seat.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you,
I
sir.
I appreciate you sitting in that hot seat for this week and doing everything that you do and keeping everybody entertained. And we're trying to follow what's going on. And I saw what the General Assembly's priorities were going into the next session.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you take care of that, and I'm going to enjoy some more pizza, pasta, and cannellonis because I'm sure it's going to be ready waiting for me once they get back to work after the first of the year.
Yeah, great. Rich, from the listeners here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, good to hear that you're having a great time, and be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow for sure.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Thanks. That's Rich Herrera. He is the host of Richmond's Morning News. He's supposed to be sitting in this chair. Instead, he's sitting in a bus driving over to the boot of Italy. And I'm sure the view is outstanding. And so is mine, by the way. I have a great view. I'm sitting there looking at Jeremy in the glass, and he's got a tie on this morning, all dressed up. You know, I thought about putting a tie on this morning. I actually had a tie laid out, but I'm going to tell you, I just couldn't do it.
I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I don't like what I'm wearing.
But I mean, you look fine. I mean, you had other layers on before that, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, it looked great. It is 7:42 here in the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Coming up, NetChoice is suing Virginia. I want to share that with you and why. Why would they sue Virginia? It has something to do with your kids. That is next. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Morning News. News Radio, WRVA. So government has always been involved in protecting children. They just have. We've kind of had as a society the idea that government should step in and try to protect kids from all kinds of things. We have background checks for people so that the people that are teaching kids aren't some sort of criminal. We have car seat regulations. If your kid's a certain age, they've got to sit in a certain car seat. We have seatbelt laws, so you can't even get in a car without a seatbelt. We have movie rankings, ratings, and rankings, but ratings specifically. You can't go to a rated R movie if you're under a certain age. We have drinking age limits, tattoo age limits. In fact, Virginia has an adult website age verification system, and for good reason. Those things matter. Virginia's being sued because of a social media limit we have for kids by NetChoice. NetChoice is suing the Commonwealth of Virginia over the law that restricts minors from using social media more than 1 hour a day. Well, you can't have that. And so somebody must, we got to allow kids under 16 to have more than 1 hour per day, says NetChoice, who actually is a lobbying group for, guess who? Big Tech, Meta, Google, Amazon, Reddit, Discord, all those people. That's who this NetChoice company is, suing Virginia. So Virginia said, you know what? I don't think kids under 16 should be online for more than an hour a day on social media. I actually agree with that. I think it's the role of the parents before I think it's the role of any government. I made the case when this was actually presented, and I talked about this in great detail about how we failed as parents to do this on our own. We should have. There's no way a kid should have social media, especially behind a door in there. They go to their room, they close the door. I'm in my room, Mom and Dad. And what are you there's no way that's happening. It didn't happen in my household, and it shouldn't happen in yours. But government's going to step in and say you can't have more than 1 hour on social media. I like that. NetChoice doesn't, so they're going to sue the Commonwealth. Their issue is it violates the First Amendment. That 13-year-old girl, she has a right to be on social media more than 1 hour a day. The First Amendment says so. What? Man, this could go, you could argue a lot of things, but NetChoice is suing the Commonwealth of Virginia for it. We shall see. All right, coming up, I want to get into Chesapeake Schools and their new pronoun policy they're debating. Parents have reacted. I got some quotes from that. We'll talk about that coming up. And, of course, we do have Michael Greer from Greer Financial. And Trump is making you reapply for food stamps. We'll get into all that in the hour ahead as I fill in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. I'm Scott Lee. You can find out more about me at theleebrothers.com, theleebrothers.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.